Hi, this is Chris from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each week, we read you an excerpt from a fascinating book about sexuality and then have a short conversation about it. For deep, penetrating conversations, continue to tune in to our Friday episodes of Speaking of Sex. But for thrilling quickies, we are bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. You can find a complete podcast archive over at PleasureMechanics.com, where you will also find our Erotic Mastery online courses. Our multimedia online courses are designed to help you master new erotic skills in the privacy of your own home, at your own pace. When you're ready to dive in, check out the courses at PleasureMechanics.com and use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. On today's episode, I'm going to be sharing with you a little excerpt from a book called The Truth About Men and Sex, Intimate Secrets from the Doctor's Office. It's written by Abraham Morgenthaler, MD, who is a clinical professor of urology at the Harvard Medical School and founder of Men's Health Boston, a medical practice for male sexual and reproductive disorders. He's written 3 books and appears all over the place, including the New England Journal of Medicine, the New Yorker, the Wall Street Journal, and many others. I'm reading this book because here at Pleasure Mechanics, we like to simmer projects over a long period of time, meaning we pick topics for future online courses and then spend many years reading about these issues, talking to individuals, doing in-depth studies with couples, and developing best practices, the best strategies and techniques to share with you in our online courses in the most efficient way. So we do lots and lots of research, lots and lots of experimentation, in-depth work with people, and then bring you only the most effective practices and strategies. We boil it down for you so it's easy and efficient for you to learn because we know everyone's busy and we want to allow you to master new erotic skills in the most efficient way possible. And so one of the projects we are working on right now is about men's sexuality. How can we assist men in letting their sexuality be full and powerful and completely turned on while also being respectful and non-predatory? And I picked up this book and I want to read to you from the introduction because I think it speaks to a lot of the issues we're working on. And at the end, I'm going to remind you, but think about this as you're listening. We want to invite you to get in touch with us and tell us what you want to know about men's sexuality. What are your questions? What are the struggles? If you're a guy, what are your struggles with your sexuality? If you're partners with a man, how do you interact and struggle with their sexuality and their sexual expression? And what are the topics you want us to cover? Let us know so we can make the most effective course for you. All right, we're going to dive in. So this is from the introduction to The Truth About Men and Sex by Abraham Morgenthaler, MD. So he begins, "This is a book about the fascinating, rich, nuanced, and surprising world of men and sexuality. Over more than a quarter century of medical practice specializing in the treatment of men with sexual and reproductive conditions, I've been privileged to have been allowed entry into a secret world accessed by exceedingly few. Until I began this work as a young graduate of a high-powered training program in urology at Harvard Medical School, my views on male sexuality were informed primarily by what I saw on television or in movies and what I saw among my friends and acquaintances. In other words, I knew nothing except stereotypes and bravado. My education began immediately once my examination room door closed, and men dropped their guard in the hope I could help them with their problems. I hadn't expected to hear the depth of feeling men expressed and the complex ways that sex influenced the lives and relationships of my patients. My understanding of male sexuality was as superficial as the barely visible layer of ice atop a pond after the first overnight frost of the season. I wasn't alone in this, of course. Assaulted daily by sexual content in the media and on the internet, it's easy to assume we are all experts in sexuality, yet somehow we've managed to miss all the important stuff. Notably absent is any sense of what sex is like for men. What do men think about sex and relationships? What do they worry about, care about? What does a man need in order to feel manly? What do men feel? He goes on to say, I would argue that a key component of the women's movement and the rise of feminism was the way women educated themselves about their bodies and their sexuality. A landmark event in the 1970s was the publication of Our Bodies, Ourselves, a book with graphic illustrations that could be found on almost every woman's college bookshelf. The book encouraged women to take a mirror and examine their genitalia, find their clitoris, and to experiment with masturbation so they could experience orgasms more easily. It explained anatomy, menstruation, birth control, the whole works. There has never been a similar book for men, at least not one that gained any national attention. A book that explained, discussed, and normalized male sexual behavior. Perhaps this book can start the conversation. Certainly there is a need for such a dialogue for the benefit of women as well as men. There are other challenges to overcome in the realm of male sexuality besides ignorance, particularly physical ones. The medical world was stunned when the results of the Massachusetts Male Aging Study in 1994 revealed that 52% of relatively healthy men between the ages of 40 and 70 years reported some degree of impotence. So many men, we never knew. Premature ejaculation affects as many as 20% of young men and nearly an equal number of older men. It is difficult to feel great about oneself as a lover when sex ends almost as soon as it begins. And new data shows that 1/3 of men over the age of 45 have low levels of testosterone, which can cause poor erections, low sex drive, and difficulty achieving an orgasm. By providing a behind-the-closed-door perspective on men, sex, and relationships, I hope that we will move out of the darkness and towards a more realistic and kinder view of what men are all about and how their minds work. Female readers may be happy to learn there are good men out there, and male readers may take comfort from realizing they are not alone. The truth is men are much more interesting and complex than we would have ever believed. Okay, and so the book continues to use case studies from this doctor's many years in clinical practice to explore everything from men's anxiety about penis size to their desire to be a good lover, which is something we talk a lot about on this show, how important it is for men to be a competent and confident lover and how much it arouses men to turn on women and to give them pleasure. It's a great book. You can find more information about the book on the show notes page for this podcast. Go to pleasuremechanics.com and hit the podcast button at the top of every page, and you will find this episode. You can also get this book for free over at audible.com as an audiobook, and it's a really fun one to listen to because it's a lot of storytelling and case studies, so it's a great one on audio. Go to audibletrial.com/pleasure. That's audibletrial.com/pleasure. And you can sign up for a free month membership to audible.com, get this book for free. And if you love the service, you can continue on. And if not, you can cancel your membership, pay nothing, and keep this book as a gift to you. So again, that's audibletrial.com/pleasure, and get this book, The Truth About Men and Sex. Okay, so we want to hear from you. We are starting to develop a course about men's sexuality. We are also going to develop a ton of free resources on this theme. And so we want to hear from you. What are your questions about male sexuality? What are your struggles with it, either as a man or as someone who loves a man? And what do you want us to cover? What do you want us to investigate and come back to you with the most effective and useful strategies and techniques about? This is what we do at Pleasure Mechanics. We do tons of work in the background and distill all of our research and hands-on experience and our years of experience working with men and women into the most effective and fabulous strategies and techniques so you can have an amazing sex life. We've been at it for over 9 years. It's been such an amazing part of our relationship. You might not know, we started Pleasure Mechanics 3 months after we started dating, and so the entire duration of our relationship has been a love laboratory and an investigation, an adventure into the realm of human sexuality, and we are so grateful for you all, our community, our listeners, who ask us questions, who share your stories, who invite us into your most intimate struggles, so we can be of service to you. It's what we do every day. It is our life mission, and we are so grateful to have the opportunity to do it. So thanks. Come on over to pleasuremechanics.com. There is an Ask Us Anything page. Again, there's a button at the top of every page of the website for easy access because we want to be easily accessible to you all. And you can submit your questions, tell us about your struggles, share your stories. We'd love to hear about it as we begin this adventure into an investigation into male sexuality and how we can assist men in having the most powerful expression of their sexuality possible. All right, I'm Chris from pleasuremechanics.com. Don't forget you can grab this amazing book, The Truth About Men and Sex, over at Audible for free. Go to audibletrial.com/pleasure. Grab it, come to pleasuremechanics.com for more information on the podcast page, and be in touch with your questions. All right, we'll see you Friday for another episode of Speaking of Sex. Cheers.